You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date with all the latest theatrical news. And it's a very special episode this week because I've been chatting to the wonderful people from the University of Nottingham's very own Student Musical Theatre Society, Musicality. It is always a joy getting to speak to Musicality. They do such wonderful work and put on truly incredible shows. Like, I have never seen a bad performance from anyone involved in this society. And I am so, so excited about what they've got coming up now. Because in February, they are putting on one of the most loved musicals of all time, Legally Blonde. It's a show based on the film of the same name and the novel before that, if you weren't aware. And the story follows a sorority girl called Elle Woods who enrolls at Harvard Law School to win back her ex-boyfriend Warner. Now, things obviously don't quite go to plan, and what ensues is just the most joyful, funny, heartwarming story about sisterhood and self-confidence and being true to who you really are. Not to mention, the music is absolutely banging too, with some true musical theatre staples in the score like Bend and Snap and Oh My God, You Guys, and of course the title song Legally Blonde. So, Musicality will be putting their version on right here in Nottingham at the Arts Theatre from Thursday the 9th to Saturday the 11th of February. Tickets are available via the link that's here in the post, and honestly, this is a show you do not want to miss. But to tell you more about what to expect, I've been catching up with some of the cast and crew who are involved in the show. Take a listen.
I'm Charlie, and I'm the director.
I'm Josie, I'm the assistant producer.
I'm Sophie, and I'm playing Vivian.
I am Riley, and I'm playing both Aaron Schultz and Carlos.
And I'm Francesca, and I play Whitney, and I'm part of the ensemble.
Fabulous. So I guess my first question really has to be, like, why Legally Blonde? Why was this the show for Musicality this year?
So it was Legally Blonde in the history of Musicality as a society. Was known as the cursed musical because we've tried to put it on multiple years in a row. The first year we tried to do it, we couldn't get the rights for it because another person in Nottinghamshire got it. The second year, COVID happened.
Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm, yeah, I guess. So here we are, finally being able to put it on.
And it's just such a fun, like, energetic show. And it was kind of a no-brainer when it came to deciding it. We just knew the energy was something that everyone would absolutely love and something all of team, we all absolutely love this show when we chose it. So I'm just very excited that we got to do it.
I was going to say, because it's such a, like, an iconic story, if you want to call it that. You know, we've got the film version, we've got the musical version, we've got the filmed musical version. Like, fun is absolutely the word that I associate with Legally Blonde, and, you know, fun's something that I associate with Musicality as well. Was that part of the, like, the driving force behind this? Because, you know, it's not exactly, like, the happiest time if you look at the news and like everything that's going on in the world. Is just something fun exactly what we need right now?
Oh my God, yes. That is the best thing about it. And like looking at the people, our creative team, such as Charlie, our director, and our choreographer, she is just such a force. And the energy that this team brings really lifts it up. And then it's just completed by the cast. Like everyone just loves being able to kind of express themselves through this, and it's such a brilliant way of kind of bringing some joy into our lives and hopefully bring joy to the audiences when they come see it.
Yeah, because one of the things with Musicality is like you're all students, and I'm always very aware that like you're putting these big shows on and anything else you do throughout the year, like the showcases and stuff, you're doing this while also trying to balance a university degree. And I mean, I guess part of the question is how the hell do you go about doing that? But also, like, everyone in Legally Blonde is a student themselves, basically. So it's like, has that weirdly fed into the characterization of some of these parts?
I think it's great seeing students play students.
I think so. I think in terms of like the balancing of, you know, doing shows and having work, I think for me personally, it actually makes me work better having another project that isn't academic or like during university, because I think you're going to remember sort of the things that you did outside of just working a lot more. So I think it's really important to have like that balance. And I think we all help each other a lot, especially at the team are really good at being there. But for the cast, if anyone's going through like anything or just a bit overwhelmed, it's very sort of, it's a nice environment to come to when you may be stressed with deadlines. So yeah, I think it's totally worth it. And yeah, it's just it's a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun.
I was going to say, whenever I get to talk to musicality, I always ask one particular question to the sort of the creative team and then to the cast as well. How have rehearsals been going? Because it always feels like a two-sided coin.
Well, yeah, it is both being on team now and having done a lot of musicals with musicality, I've experienced both sides. Well, speaking for Legally Blonde being on team, it's been a lot of fun to see as a director what I've envisioned and directed come to life and have my cast sort of bring to life what I wanted to see. And it's really exciting to see that happen and unfold in front of me, and it gets me really excited to when we finally get to see the costumes and the props and the stages. You guys want to talk about from cast's perspective?
I have loved kind of coming into it and growing as a performer throughout like the entire process, in like the same way that everyone supports each other in like a social way, they also do it in like a technical way. But the amount I've learned just being around people who have done like a million shows with musicality before, compared to this being like my first musicality show, I can see kind of the progress and I can see where you go from doing something like this. And just like, even just the fact that like you're singing every day and you're like dancing every day, I can already tell that so much has changed in a positive way since the start of the show.
So if this is your first musicality show, what was it that made you want to join the society? Big question, I realise.
Well, one of the reasons I came to Nottingham was because of musicality. Just because I wanted to go somewhere with a really good musical theatre society. And I didn't join in the first half of my first year. I was just like so busy and like I was doing lots of like work outside of uni and stuff. And then joined in like the spring term and basically just played catch up for like 8 months, just like throwing myself in like every possible opportunity in like the band and performing and stuff. So like when you're saying before about how we balance stuff, like I now, along with the MD of the show, run the musical department of musicality in terms of doing like showcases and charity concerts and stuff. And then it becomes quite a nice refreshing thing when I get to come into rehearsals and just mess about for a couple of hours.
By which you mean take it really, really seriously, of course.
Oh, no, it's a very professional work environment.
I think another person that we should definitely ask about the new to musicality is Francesca. It's her first show with musicality, but also her first, like, anything with musicality, which is so exciting.
Yeah.
So this has been a massive learning curve then.
Oh, definitely. I was worried that I wouldn't know anyone and everyone else had been a really good friend. And to some extent, that's obviously true, because a lot of people have done shows in the past, but everyone was incredibly welcoming. Like from the first rehearsal, I remember we were all sat in a circle, we ran around, introduced ourselves, we played some games, and I just felt so at home and just so like, I've tried other societies where I just felt a little bit more isolated and a bit more cliquey, whereas musicality is so not that. Like everyone wants everyone to succeed, everyone wants to have a good time, but also put on a great show. And I feel like we've done that.
Yeah, like whenever I speak to anyone from musicality, the thing that comes through in abundance is this like proper community family atmosphere. And, like I remember talking to the guys last year for You're in Town, which, you know, was the first big show since COVID. And like the fact that there was this moment of like, oh, yeah, we're all pleased to be back in the room together for a show. But everyone was just pleased to be back in the room together to be with each other. And I'm so pleased that that's kind of like carried on for Legally Blonde and for literally everything that musicality does. And I guess where I'm going with this is because, you know, like Legally Blonde, there's such this sort of through line of like girl power and sisterhood and community. How is that balanced with just you guys all being friends together at musicality? Like particularly, I guess I might aim this at Francesca. Being part of the ensemble, you're like the backbone of the show. What's it like capturing the musicality community on stage as part of the ensemble?
Yeah, I mean, obviously part of it when we have to be the Delta News and we have to be really hyper and happy. I don't feel like I'm acting. I'm just having a great time with my friends. And I'm just, you know, every time there's a funny line, I find myself laughing authentically because I just find everyone so funny. And the like how everyone does their lines and how everyone sings the songs, I find that because we are all so close, we don't need, I mean, obviously everyone is acting and everyone is doing a job of that, but I don't feel like it's difficult to put on that performance of having a great time. And, you know, as a part of the Delta News, we're supporting Elle, and it's also us supporting Liv, the girl who plays Elle. We're, yes, you go, girl. We don't have to pretend to be amazed at her singing and her acting and her dancing. It's just, it's really authentic.
So on the flip side, Sophie is as Vivian, who I don't want to say is like the villain of the piece, because honestly, she's like my favourite character by far. You know, what's that like playing against this community and then actually kind of getting, for want of a better word, your own redemption arc and joining like the girl power group?
I feel like she's a really interesting character because she does, there is this arc in her character throughout the show. And I think it comes through the experience Elle had and Elle being an example where, I don't know, you can sort of stand, you know, individually and, you know, be there for other people. But I have enjoyed it because I don't think, I wouldn't say Vivian is like, comes extremely naturally, but at the same time, because we're around people that you're comfortable with, are familiar with, you can sort of go beyond, I don't know, feeling a bit nervous about it, embodying that sort of character. Like, I find it quite funny sometimes. Like, I think it's really fun to play around with. And yeah, as we've said, like, because it's such a supportive environment to be in, I don't feel afraid to sort of push the character. It's fun. And like, it's just fun, like, interacting. Like, Charlie, you've given me some great sort of tips of how to sort of, I don't know, be just a bit awful, really, but, like, in a great way. So yeah, it is really, really, it's fun. Like, it's quite fun.
And with such a talented cast, I feel like when the cast members see other cast members do their lines, I mean, I'm speaking for you guys, but that's how I felt when I did musicals. Seeing other people go for their characters made me want to go for it, and I can see that with the cast that of Iggy Blonde, and I really appreciate that.
So picking up on that, Charlie, with your director hat on, where do you start with a project like this? You know, is it intimidating taking on something that is so well known and so well loved by so many people, or has it been fun putting your own creative spin on it and taking it down whatever tangents you want to go down yourself?
Yeah, well, it's been incredibly intimidating because it's such a big show, well-known show, and all I want to do is do it justice and just make sure I'm not wasting anyone's time. Legally Blonde is one of my favorite musicals, and it was one of the first musicals, like, on a Broadway. I didn't watch it on Broadway. I watched the recording, but one of the first fully stage ones I watched, and I just fell in love with it. And it's something that I've watched multiple times. I've listened to the soundtrack, and I would imagine myself in it when I was, so back when I didn't think I was going to be director, I would just imagine myself in it, and being in the role of director, I was just looking back at the things that I was envisioning for if I was ever in Legally Blonde, which unfortunately I'm not, but I just used those things that I thought about. I was like, okay, this is what I wanted to do, but I'm not doing it, but I'm just going to sort of push my dream onto others and just try and make a good show.
Yeah, live vicariously through them.
Yeah.
So what's been, I realise this is a sort of like pick your favourite child question, but as a director, what's been your favourite scene or song to like create on stage?
I think one that I was really excited to create was They're Right There, Gaeo-European scene. yeah. Which actually has all of these lovely cast members in it. They're all in it. Just because I envisioned myself being Carlos, which is being played by Riley behind me. And I just loved that song. When I first heard it, it was just the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And it was so out there, and I just didn't expect it, because I had never watched the movie before watching the musical. So I didn't know what was going on. But when I watched it, I just thought it was hilarious. And I just wanted to sort of recreate what I experienced. I want the audience to sort of experience that also.
I'm so, so pleased that you mentioned that, because one of the things that I did want to ask Riley about, like, playing Carlos, you have, without spoiling anything, possibly, like, the best reveal of the show. I mean, I don't want to make your ego too big, but, like, how fun is it getting to do that?
It's so much fun, and it's also been, like, probably, like, the thing I've worked on the most in the entire show, like, in terms of, like, acting and also in terms of character. You know, in other parts in the show, like playing Aaron Schultz and stuff, it's very easy to just kind of do a very traditional American accent and be all, like, snooty and stuff. But I've spent a very long time kind of learning how to give it everything, not just in terms of, like, singing, which I've spent, like, the past 2 weeks on Instagram every day showing with, like, learning how to belt multiple G's, which I've never been able to do before and now can slightly do. But also just, like, the mannerisms of creating, like, such a flamboyant and openly proud person, like, in like 30 seconds to make such a huge statement on stage is really, really exciting. And we've done everything with it. Like, we've gone through 100 different accents. We have gone through, like, a million different ways, different hands, different jazz hands. There have been many jazz hands. We're doing that later today. I'm really excited to kind of spend, like, a solid kind of hour and a half just making it, like, the best. the best moment in the show for me, sure.
But I think that's one of the special things about any kind of creative process like this is, you know, the running through different options, the experimenting with different things, and then, you know, someone like myself sitting here as an audience member being like, which is going to be the one that they go with in the end, and getting that reveal moment with every character in the show is so special. And just seeing, like, I it's something I've said about musicality before, but it's like, it always comes off so effortless that you can tell how much hard work has gone into it, because you don't see the hard work when you get to the point that's on stage. And, you know, I commend you all for just being bloody brilliant is the only thing I can say there.
Well, I commend Charlie completely, because it's the direction is, like, as much as he's already said about how he wants to be in it, fair enough. I want to be in it. But, like, just seeing someone's vision, like, it's so inspiring to see someone's, like, just something that might be, like, in a book, and seeing it envisioned in, like, a rehearsal video or something is really, really, like, even, like, little touches or, like, little flares that you can tell it's a scene that's been directed by them, as opposed to, like, something being choreographed by Ethan. There are certain mannerisms and certain flares that you get in a Charlie scene that are great.
Speaking of choreography, quickly, I have to ask, I mean, how exhausting is Whipped into Shape?
Oh, it is as exhausting as it looks. it's a lot of skipping. And I haven't skipped since I was about six. So during the process, when they whipped out these skipping ropes and said, go on then, I was like, oh, okay, let's give this a go. It's so much fun, though. It's a really fun number to perform. But yeah, we all tempted to fall on the floor at the end of them, I think.
Yeah, because I've been thinking, it's like, you know, Legally Blonde, like, there's obviously dance in it, but you don't necessarily think of it as a dance show. And then you've got, like, you know, Whipped into Shape, Bend and Snap, some of the most iconic, like, musical theatre dance numbers of all. I can see the cast, like, nodding and shaking their heads. Like, what's the bit that's been the most fun / the most traumatizing to learn and rehearse over and over and again?
I actually really love dancing, even though I'm not very good at it. I find it really fun, like, doing it and learning choreography. And, like, the energy in the room with Ethan is just amazing all the time. Like, it could even just be a warm-up. She is just able to captivate an entire room.
And a lot of Taylor Swift as well. A lot of Taylor Swift. So much. Not mad about it.
No. But no, I've had so much fun doing all the dancing. I don't do as much as the film,
but watching a lot of the sort of big dance stuff was so impressive. Like, it's so, so impressive. And the Delta News, like, they all picked it up so quickly.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. Like, the one thing I'm like, oh wow, like this is going to be incredible, is when you watch some of these numbers. I do think, like, the last one of the last numbers, the remix where we all kind of come together and dance.
Oh, that's
that was a bit of a giant to sort of, you know, go to and like learn. But when we, I think when we pull it off, it is great because it's sort of the whole cast, all the different characters, all the story arcs kind of come together in this sort of big number of sort of empowerment. It is so much fun though to dance. Again, I'm not the most natural dancer, so I need a lot of it to the others, but it is really a lot of fun to do.
It was like three different dances in
one. Yeah, this is a show that you'll never have nothing to look at. Like, there's always something going on everywhere on the stage.
Even coming from a director's perspective, I mean, I love my direction, but I love watching Ithea's choreography. Like, it's just whenever I see, like, everyone doing all the moves at the same time and the shapes that she creates, it's just, I'm just wowed all the time, and I get so excited. I can feel myself, like,
the attention and detail she has put into every single number is just incredible. Like, she's worked, like, all of the team have worked so hard, but she has just absolutely worked beyond it. What she's created is beyond what any of us imagined. It's insane. Like, she is an absolute powerhouse. Should we just make this all about her?
Yeah.
Let's talk about her there.
I feel like if you don't have, like, a full song and dance routine dedicated to her, then missed opportunity at some point. Like, so I have to ask this. It's something I always ask, and it always gets a variety of answers. So I'm going to throw it out to all of you. Pick and choose how you want to respond. Why should we come and see Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde, it's one of those shows, like Sophie said, there's just always something to look at, and it's just going to be so much fun for the family too. It is family friendly, but it's something that everyone will enjoy. We have high moments, sad moments, funny moments, reveals, choreo, acting, singing. It's just everything you want in a musical. I feel like Legally Blonde is the musical when you think of musicals kind of thing. It just incorporates the whole idea of a musical, and that's why
it's the epitome of musical theatre, contemporary theatre, the joy that it can bring. And yeah, it does bring joy, not just to the cast, to everyone.
Yeah, I certainly defy anyone to go and see Legally Blonde and leave feeling miserable or like theatre isn't for them.
I must just think the talent of the whole cast.
Yes.
It's insane. Because obviously my parents are coming to see it, which is really exciting. And I was like, but even if you didn't, like, don't come and see it just because I'm in it. Because, like, you will love it anyway. It's professional level. When I honked in for the first big rehearsal, and then I can't remember who did their solo, I was sat there like, like, this is incredible. So I think you just have to come see it anyway. Just because even if you don't know the show, if you don't know anyone in it, it's cheap tickets for a professional show. That's what I'd say. Yeah, and also being in a role that isn't on stage, like, I'm very much backstage all the time. Like, I take a very much backseat role. But I'm still, like, to everyone I know, I'm like, you have to come. Like, ignore the fact that I'm even in it, please. Like, it's just so good. Like, I'm so proud of every single person in this company. Like, everyone is such a powerhouse by themselves. To put everyone together, it's just, like, insane to watch.
Oh my God, I absolutely love it. I've got the biggest smile on my face just listening to you all talk about this and how much, like you genuinely love it, and that shines through. So thank you so much for talking to me. And I have to say, final question, how do we get tickets?
Link is in our Instagram bio, where you can go to the National Theatre, Nottingham Arts Theatre website. And yeah, it's coming up. It'll be on their page, Legally Blonde.
We are transferring to the National Theatre.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Sorry, I've just confirmed it.
Showtime exclusive. You heard it here first. Okay, so maybe it's not at the National quite yet, but you can catch Legally Blonde much closer to home, right here in Nottingham, from Thursday the 9th to Saturday the 11th of February at the Nottingham Arts Theatre. Tickets are £15 for adults and £12 for concessions, and are available via the link here in the post. I mean, everything about it sounds utterly fabulous. And I can say from experience that you are always in for a treat with a musicality show. So I'm sure Legally Blonde will be no different. They truly are a bunch of sickeningly talented students. So do make sure you show them your support and go and see this show. A huge thanks as well to the guys who joined me for that interview and to producer Carla for setting it all up in the first place. I, for one, cannot wait to go and see what they've put together. So get your tickets for Legally Blonde booked now. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. Do watch this space during the week, as I will have a spotlight on review of the brand new Fisherman's Friends musical coming your way on Wednesday. And then I'll be back, as always, next Sunday evening at 6 p.m. with non-stop show tunes and theatre news on Showtime, live on urn1350.net. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you never miss a moment, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until next time, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.